All right, we're back now with Tony Pell.
Anyway.
We're back with Tony Palmieri, who is the Peabody High School girls softball coach. And coach, ranked, you are number five in D1 at 17-1, an incredible record. You have the most valuable player on the North Shore, the Northeastern Conference. Why was today's game postponed?
The rain over the weekend really killed our home field. For some reason, the field just couldn't take it. It was actually the worst field in the city today. So,
oh my!
We had to postpone it, although we didn't really want to. But.
Well, you know, you could have called Mark Betancourt. Maybe he could get the National Guard helicopters to dry the field off.
Yeah, you think Mark would have pulled some strings for us? Right?
Yes, yes, and you know, you got to tell me, and I want to bring Tim in here, but you have to tell me about Abby Betancourt, because she's been so spectacular, you know, and you have put together so many great teams over the years. But tell me a little bit about maybe her personality and her style of play.
Sure. Abby has been, hands down, one of the best players I've ever coached. But not only athletically, just as a person and as a, like, as a, like a coachable player. She's very, very good. Clearly her stats show for themselves, but just to have that kid that you can, like, she's not afraid to listen to me and buy into what the whole coaching staff says, and try it. And, you know, if we try to correct something on her, she takes it. That's huge, to have a player that good that's willing to, you know, adapt or change something that you may think might work better for the team. So I can't say enough about Abby, to be honest with you. She's an unbelievable player in person as well.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
You know, Coach, it's nice to have the kind of family lineage that Abby has.
Yes.
Go anywhere around the North Shore and you go Betancourt and they go Peabody. And it just goes all the way back to Davey. And I grew up playing baseball with Davey and John Tudor on the North Shore in the 70s. And but even his, Davey's dad was a really good athlete, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
the members of the family.
Yep, the sisters are just as good. It's unbelievable. I mean, like you said, the Betancourts, they're not only good, again, physically, but the mental and the mindset that they have as athletes.
Yes.
Like, that to me is few and far between nowadays. So I'd take that mindset all day and work with that.
You know, I don't know, really, Davey's probably an uncle to Abby, but I'll tell you, Davey wasn't physically a tall guy, but I'll tell you, he was as tough as any baseball player around, if not tougher.
Yes, I actually played for Davey Betancourt when I was growing up, and I was on his AAU team, and he made me mentally just one of the toughest people on the field at all times.
Tony, when I first started teaching, Tony, my very first year, I had both the principal's son and the assistant principal's son in the same class in math. And you talk about a little intimidation, but what I found out was they were very supportive. And Peabody, I know that over the years you've had some great coaches in Peabody from top to bottom, and you have that tremendous support system at the high school. I want to ask you about your defense, because what did that Central Catholic game mean? Because they're the only team that hit double figures on you. You have something like 7 shutouts, 8 other games where you've allowed two runs or fewer. Tell me about your defense and then what your team learned from that Central Catholic game.
Sure. That was our second game of the season. Just not making excuses for anybody, but just so you guys know the background, we showed up 10 minutes after the game was supposed to start. So our bus was 45 minutes late picking us up, and then once we got there, the umpires were not very happy with us being as late as we were. They gave us 10 minutes to warm up, and, you know, we were still figuring things out with our lineup and everything. Abby did not start pitching that game. Actually, Abby didn't pitch at all that game. So we split between Avery Greco and Jalen Emerson. And, you know, we just had an off game for us, I think. Even with those two pitchers who are much better than that game shows, defensively, we got a ton of balls hit at us. You know, we hadn't had that opportunity yet all season to see stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't have our bats going at all yet. You know, same thing. I think we were still figuring things out, and I think it was actually a great experience for us to lose a game like that against this team.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Well, one of the things, too, Tony, is that you lose a game like that early in the season to a team like Central Catholic. You know, they were probably ranked number one at that time as well. And it just sort of puts the fire in your belly at that real early point in the season where you don't like the taste of that losing. You know, you didn't get a fair shake from the umpires, and that just sort of fuels your level of preparation. You know, we're going to, next time we get off the bus, no matter what time it is, we're going to be ready to play right off. We can walk out of the bus, and we're going to be able to play. So
exactly.
Losing a game like that, you know, is better early in the season than later in the season. Sometimes they say, well, you're rolling around undefeated. It's good to lose late in the season because it makes you hungry again. But it also works in the opposite way. You lose to a team like that, and you know you can play with them, but they kind of stack the deck against you. And that just makes you mad, and you play with that mad, you know, that little chip the rest of the season.
Yes, definitely. I see it in these kids already. They're hungry to see that team again, and, you know, we got to take it one game at a time here through these tournament games. Obviously, you know, you can't take anybody lightly, but we're definitely hungry to get to them. And Taunton again, Wachusett gave us a great game last year. Like you said, I think it did light a fire in us, and we don't want to lose ever again.
Coach, finally, you've got now your game is going to be played tomorrow at home?
Yes, tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. All right, now it's Medford. They're 15-6, but they're ranked or seated way down at 37. So what do you know about them?
Yeah, it's Milford tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Medford.
That's okay, that's all right. It's good now the way they do it, Rick, because of the power rankings. And
yep.
If you actually go on the website, you can see now who they've played, what the score has been. So it's unbelievable the way they set it up, to be honest with you. It makes it very easy to
mm-hmm.
you know, look at what you're facing and prepare for that. So it's great.
All right, and your team... going into tomorrow, is I'm knocking on wood here as I say this, healthy?
Yes. you know, you always have your little tweaks or you know, raspberries from sliding or whatever it may be. But as far as healthy can go, we're good to go.
All right. Coach Tim, last question.
I just want to wish you the best of luck and, you know, just keep bringing it home. I know you're going to have, if you have 40 fans in the stands, 39 of them are
going
to have to
take
Betancourt.
Jeez.
I know, you're right, but they proved, they earned their spots, that's for sure, you know.
Coach, you've had a spectacular career so far, spectacular season, keep it going, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you guys very much, I appreciate it.
We're going to bug you again, thanks Tony.
All right, thanks.
Be well. All right, that's Tony Palmieri, who was the coach at Peabody High School, coaching the girls' softball team.